great Ed Obradovich joins the show right now. OB, this was the cruelest of games by far. I was talking about this earlier with Kevin, because if you went into this with just a glimmer of hope that these Bears might just turn things around, by the end, it was gone. And I was in that category. I mean, I was there, and I'm not anymore. Six straight losses, OB. Your take.
All right, well, listen, they started out against Detroit. They started out, which I thought was a pretty good start. And what I mean by that is they started out with a hurry-up offense. No huddle, got up to the line, called a play. They went with play action. They went with bootlegs. I tell you what, I was impressed with it, but it only lasted for a couple of series, and then all of a sudden things started happening, of which one of the things, again, that was good about it, though, was the fact that Montgomery, the first half, we went to running, and he ran for 106 yards. Now, we go in at halftime, they make their adjustments, and what happens? Montgomery does not touch the football until there's approximately 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And it all started to change from there. And the thing, you know, and another thing in the third quarter, you want to talk about a bad play call? This was around 9:50 mark in the third quarter. It was third down and 16 yards to go for a first down. What does Lazor call? He calls a horizontal play. He calls a slip or a bubble screen to Monet, went absolutely nowhere. It's third and 16. You're fighting for your life. You have a chance to make a first down. You've got a kid that can fly. If you wanted to throw the ball to him, how about a fly pattern down the field that he might catch and score a touchdown, or certainly would get a first down, or there might be interference, or if there is an interception, guess what? It's like a punt. And you go horizontal and try a slip screen and it's third and 16, you should be fired for it.
Speaking
of. Which brings me to another point, another stat. We have not scored an offensive touchdown on a play that began on our side of the 50-yard line. In other words, we got the ball on our side of the 50, 45, whatever it is, and not one time as a play have we gone and scored a touchdown. And that last time we did it was the eighth week of the 2018 season, which is approximately 37 games ago, 419 possession, 2,397 plays, and we don't attack downfield. We don't do anything. If anything tells you the story since Nagy's been here, that's exactly what it is. My God, go to the Packers. How many times do you think Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, they start a play on their side, whether it's a play action, and what do you see? 50-some-yard bomb or whatever. It's unbelievable what's going on here with these guys.
Yeah, it is, OB.
And by the way, these are facts, folks. These aren't my numbers. They're their numbers.
Well, let's talk about something that's not a fact but is certainly being suggested by absolutely everyone. You mentioned the word firing. Who do you think should be fired? Who should be moved around? Will small changes be enough? Can you take this and move that? Or is this a big blow up the whole thing? Start over.
Well, here, first of all, right now, I don't think it would be a good move, excuse me, to fire Nagy or Pace. But at the end of the, I mean, these guys are done. You can't have Pace making the draft choices and the things that he has done and the amount of monies we have over $270 million for Quinn, $141 million for Mack, and $70 million for Quinn. That's over $200 million on two players who haven't even touched the quarterback in the last two games. Haven't touched them. If you think that isn't a problem, that's a big problem. And the amount of monies that he is giving to Mike, to Glennon, the quarterback, guaranteed him, was it 18 or 19 million? What, he lasts a year? So there's a lot of money that has gone out that he has dedicated to players that really haven't done anything. They just haven't. And if they would have done something, we wouldn't be where we're at 5-7. with this defense we've had for the last few years.
That's true.
Which brings me to another point. In the draft this past season, everybody on planet Earth knew the problem was not our defense. The problem was our offense. And where was the problem? In the offensive line. We needed help at running backs. We needed a little help at wideouts. And we did not have a first round because Pace has been trading our first rounds away left and right. So we take Cole Kmet, which I mentioned last week, which was great. I agree with that. But the next three picks were defensive players. Defense, Anna, and Kevin is not our problem.
Right.
Our problem is offense. And you got a general manager in a draft drafting defensive players when the offensive problem is staring you right in the eye. And it's never been bigger as it has this year, showing up the mistakes that Pace has made, money-wise and drafting-wise.
A disaster, OB. I just have a few seconds left. Where do we look for hope when it comes to our beloved Bears?
Well, I'll tell you what. They have to go. Nagy and Pace have to go. I mean, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure that out. And how do they do it? I tell you what, I think there's suggestions that I could make, but I wouldn't do it. But
it's better left unsaid.
But I'll tell you what, there's a couple of people out there that I think that, boy, I would certainly take a hard look at. I don't want to mention their names, but maybe here down the next week or two, yeah. Anna, I will.
Okay.
But there's some people I think that they could bring in here, and they're sharp people, and they're smart people. They're businessmen, and they're football men, all wrapped up into one.
Love it. I look forward to your short list.
So we'll see what goes on here.
Okay, OB. Come back next time. Maybe you'll feel comfortable telling us your short list, because we want to hear it. We need ideas. We need suggestions. All of the above. Thank you, OB. Have a good afternoon, okay?
You too. Bye.